Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Their Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival returns on January 11th.
Oh, yes, sir, Bob.
Crowder's in line right now. I'm talking to him via satellite link up.
You playing on that day? I think it opens about noon. I get there like 9.
Is that their biggest event of the year? Because that thing is
– by the amount of people, I would say yes, because it's thousands of people out there.
Well, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 11th, Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, all-day event this year, 11:30 till midnight, free for the general public, live music, silent disco, plenty of awesome food and great beers.
Great beers.
And VIP tickets go on sale this week. $50 for an unlimited tasting event and a four-pack of Maple Bacon Coffee Porter.
I would say go that way.
You can get tickets and info at maplebaconcoffeeporter.com.
Let me lay it out. You walk in the door. There's food trucks lined up. Any food you can think of on one side of this gigantic parking lot. And the other entire wall is just different beer companies with all kind of hundreds of different beers. I'm taking a sleep sack this week. this one coming up this next year, I'm taking me a sleep sack.
That is a huge event for Funky Buddha. So yeah. MapleBaconCoffeePorter.com.
And the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter is actually one of their beers, and it wins awards all the time.
Isn't that kind of what put them on the map? I think that kind of put Funky Buddha on the map.
Yes. And the Floridian was, I would say that Floridian and the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter were one and two that kind of got the name out. And now I was just in Orlando. Man, they got Funky Buddha everywhere up there around Disney. Everywhere.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Today's show has been wild. And really, it's been wild because for one complete hour, we were unable to take a commercial break because of a technical glitch. And I'm still recovering from that.
I loved it.
I'm still winded. let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we fall too far behind in the 5 o'clock hour.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, guys, Monday Night Football. It's the Vikings at the Seahawks.
Are we going to bet this game? I love Seattle. Russell Wilson is the real deal. But Minnesota, when they look good,
they play ball.
They are good. So it's Seahawks, 2.5-point favorites tonight against Minnesota.
I'm scared of this one because Minnesota got defense. They got their offense getting back healthy. Old Kurt, old overpaid Kurt, seemed like he might be playing a little better.
You gave us an over for Carson Wentz yesterday, and you were correct. How about tonight? Kirk Cousins – passing yards, 261.5 is the over-under. Let's see, for Russell Wilson, 268.5.
Now, I want to say under for Russ. That Viking defense gets Garrison, Griffin, and who's a Hunter coming off the other edge. They have a hell of a defense, man. Xavier Rhodes on the outside. If I'm going to play it, I would take the under, but I'm not. This game here, I don't know what's going to happen.
This could
in this
go
game.
Any which way.
I could see this game being 13-6, and I see this game being 42-35.
Yeah, the over-under on the game is 48.5.
See, like, that's one of those lines.
I would probably go over on that because they really have high-powered offenses, but the defenses are good. So
that's my concern, that Minnesota's defense comes out and stymies those damn Seahawks.
What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
Also tonight, Canes Hoops is in Illinois, 7 p.m. tip-off on 560 The Joe.
Hey, were you ever able to get that sound to Joe Zagacki? I completely understand if you couldn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can probably get it for next segment.
Don't even worry about it.
Sorry.
Go look up Joe Zagacki's Twitter account because he did like a stand up in front of the charter plane in Champaign, Illinois, and it was cold. Although it's getting cold here. Oh, I can't wait for Solana's weather report. Let's get to it, Solana. What else you got?
Tomorrow, the Florida Panthers are back on the ice. They host the Minnesota Wild. That's at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Heat, 14-5. They're going to be in Toronto. They'll look for their third consecutive victory. The Raptors, 15-4, just one seed ahead of the Miami Heat right now, second in the East. And that's the first night of a back-to-back. The following night, the Heat will play the four seed in the East. Miami is the third seed, by the way. They'll be in Boston to end their three-game road trip.
All right. What else you got?
And finally, guys, Americans have $33 billion worth of unused technology just sitting around, according to a new report.
Oh, it's got to be more than that. Has to be more than that.
$33 billion?
Yeah. People buy technology all the time. They don't use it. I would say. I think I have $33 billion worth of technology in my house.
Like, we say technology. What do you mean? Like old phones?
Probably like phones. PlayStations. And people buy printers, video game consoles. Yeah, I think, everybody's got.
You bastards are hoarders.
I got everything.
You got to be.
You got your stereo system, your hi-fi. I'm 50 years old, damn it. I call it a hi-fi. You know what I saw over the weekend? Where did I see it? Best Buy. Boom boxes. Like old-fashioned boom boxes.
With the batteries?
With the batteries. Now, they stream as well. You can play a cassette. You can play the radio. But it also streams, like, online music or whatever. But it's the old-fashioned boom box that you put right up to your ear on your shoulder.
What is that for the kids that want to go retro?
I guess, yeah. Everything old is new because there's vinyl. You go anywhere, there's vinyl. That I don't understand. Like, to sit down and put the needle on the record? No, thank you. What else? You got weather there? Solana's getting chilly out.
Yeah, let's get to weather. It is getting chilly, Hawk, but still no snow expected, at least not for tonight in South Florida.
I said nothing about no snow.
No snow expected. Just for tonight, though, in South Florida. I can't confirm tomorrow.
Oh, it's expected for other nights?
No, I mean, I can't confirm yet for tomorrow or any other nights past today.
I can confirm.
No snow?
No snow.
Just where? In Miami or all of South Florida?
Just get on with it. I can't believe people like this weather report. There's a guy sitting at a table. That guy seems like a fairly intelligent guy.
Looks smart.
Loves the weather reports. I don't get it for the life of me.
So, again, for tonight in SoFla, no snow. Don't have to pull out those ski jackets.
What's
just
the
yet.
Temperature going to get down to tonight? Do you have that?
Low 50s in most of SoFla, and in some parts of SoFla, even in the high 40s.
Now can I cover my bushes with sheets and covers?
Yeah, listen, whatever floats your boat, man.
Oh, here you go.
Speaking of.
Join Hialeah Park for a free New Year's Eve party December 31st. Receive free party favors, enjoy drink specials, dance in the new year with live entertainment, and go home rich after winning your share of $20,020 in drawings. That's for 2020, guys, in case you didn't realize. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Are you going to play that Miami Heat montage for the next segment when we do 15 minutes of Heat?
Yeah, we got to. Big win, and looking for their third straight coming up.
All right, so we got 15 minutes of Heat. We'll do it next. We do it every day around 2:15 and 5:15, and so that'll be coming up next. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. This is the place you should be, and if you were looking at what I'm looking at, you'd understand why. Let's just say if you're getting out of work and you're on University Drive in Davie or somewhere near, you just stop your ass right on in here.
You'll enjoy it. You will.
You really will.
I'm going to hang out and have me a couple beers.
You really will. It's Crowder's birthday, everybody.
No celebration. Yeah,
yes, it is. But it's your birthday.
Yeah, but I don't like to celebrate.
Oh, here's LeBron. Special guest.
Here with LeBron.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Drip, drip.
Drip, drip.
What part of I don't celebrate my birthday do y'all not understand?
It's not up to you if you celebrate your birthday. It's up to us if we celebrate your birthday.
I like to celebrate achievements.
And you achieved being born.
I didn't do anything. I laid there.
Found your way out.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Jack.
No, my mom did all. My mom did all the work.
It's like an escape room. You found your way out.
My mom did all the work.
Happy birthday, Crowder. All right, let me talk about DrinkWorks here. This is honestly one of my most favorite products. You talk about technology in your house. There's wasted technology. I ain't wasting the technology from DrinkWorks. I am using that bad boy. In fact, we had friends come over from down the street. It was Thanksgiving night, and they popped into the house. It was, you know, I'm watching the night football game, and we had friends from down the street, and the DrinkWorks machine, it was fired up because my wife and I had it on for Thanksgiving. And so I asked our neighbor, Sarah, and she's like, yeah, I'll take a Cosmopolitan. And I wouldn't have known how to make one. I wouldn't have had the right ingredients. Anyway, pop the pot in. Boop, there's a Cosmopolitan. Husband, he wanted a Moscow Mule. Boop, pop the pot in. There it is. Anyway, the DrinkWorks, I cannot tell you how much I rave about this product. It's like those fancy automatic espresso machines. You press a button, the machine does the rest. Only this time it's premium cocktails, not coffee. And DrinkWorks, it's made by Keurig, by the way. So from old fashions to the Moscow Mules to margaritas, Cosmopolitans, Mai Tais, sangria, it is so convenient. In 60 seconds, you have an ice-cold cocktail or mixed drink. There's no shopping. There's no messy cleanup. You don't have to own bottles and bottles of alcohol anymore. It is all right there, just like a Keurig coffee maker. You just pop the pot in, and the next thing you know, you've got a delicious mixed drink or cocktail. So this brand-new machine is already a great deal, but I've talked them into an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners, and I know you're going to love this. So they've already got the early bird discount up there, which is $100 off. You'll see it when you go to the website, and it's drinkworks.com. But this week only, you could take another $50 off, and they'll throw in free shipping. So it's a total savings of $150, but you have to use my code word when you're checking out. So the only way to get the amazing drink maker with the exclusive savings plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com. That's the website, drinkworks.com, and then use my code MARC50, M-A-R-C, 50 when you're checking out to save all the additional money and get the free shipping. You don't want to wait. This amazing offer is not going to last. This could make a great holiday gift as well. DrinkWorks.com. Use my code MARC50, MARC50, when you're checking out, and you'll get the discount and the free shipping. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. 15 minutes of heat coming your way next on Hockman and Crowder.
Live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, it's the NBA with the Brooklyn Nets playing host to your Miami Heat. Nunn, he'll stop, pull up, hand it off. Myers Leonard under the basket, bam there, bam, fouled, and got it to go. Beautiful play by Myers Leonard. Dragic comes back, three ball good. Goran Dragic on fire, 45-44. Dragic now 3-for-4 from downtown, and the Heat up by one.
You know, he kept us afloat, and he was sensational in that first half. But that's what all-star talents do.
Three ball. Got it from downtown. Oh, feeling it now. Who else but Myers Leonard? He's hit three threes, and the Heat leading by one.
It's about time Myers started shooting the ball.
Thank you.
You know, that's my message to him before the game started. I needed him to use his talent, his talent is shooting threes. And I needed that talent for him, and he delivered tonight, and I'm proud of him.
Jimmy Butler, three in the clock. Butler's going to drive. Butler, step back three, tough one. At the buzzer, Jimmy Butler nails it. Wow. His first tray of the afternoon, the Heat pull within three.
I know whenever, you know, the fourth quarter rolls around, it may be my time to take some good shots, some bad shots, get to the line. But I think that my teammates, my coaches, my organization, they have a lot of trust in me to be able to do that. So hopefully it never comes down to that, but when it does, I got to be able to pull through for my guys.
That's the ball game. Miami comes from behind and shocks the Nets here in Brooklyn. Oh, it looked so grim for the Heat. Miami comes away with a big 109-106 victory here in Brooklyn.
We have a lot of talented guys. That's the thing. You know, I'll be honest. Let's call for what it is. I've seen a lot of tweets about, well, now they got all their guys back. How are they going to handle this? How are, you know, guys going to be able to play a role? We have unselfish guys in this locker room. So when I stayed in the game, Bam understood. you know, I impact the game a little bit more. Spo decides it's time for me to come out. I'm happy for Bam. That's just the way it's supposed to be. You know, that's winning basketball. So, you know, this is a huge win. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it. Thankful my teammates and this staff believes in me and ready to rock and roll and get on to Toronto.
O'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's a very special Funky Buddha Happy Hour because it's Channing Crowder's birthday today. all the Twin Peaks ladies are bringing
thank
over some
so
ice
much.
Cream. They're gonna sing for you, Sammy. Is there a song? Can we sing
we
happy birthday?
Y'all just did
let's
enough,
all sing
man.
Happy
thank
birthday.
Y'all. Thank
let's
y'all
get you
so
close
much.
To the
we
microphone.
It.
Come on,
thank
everybody,
you
let's
so
sing.
Much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Channing's mom
thank
is here.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you, ladies. Set
look
your ass
that.
Down.
A light
that
skin
foolishness.
Wonder.
Happy birthday to
thanks,
you.
Ladies. I don't do this, man.
Well, you're doing it
I
now,
don't do
man.
It. Celebrate nothing.
That is a beautiful scoop of ice cream brownie. They got it going on here. I took some video of a mortified Channing Crowder. And I will post it on Instagram at Radio Mark Hockman if you want to see him in all his glory.
Now y'all got these people texting me happy birthday, wasting up my memory. Come on, man.
I'm sorry, wasting up your memory?
Man, wasting up all my text memory, man. I can't deal with
excellent.
This.
Excellent. All right, 15 minutes of Heat. Heat beat Brooklyn yesterday, as you heard in the montage there. They're in Toronto tomorrow. They are 14-5 on the season, 8-0 at home. And Deion Waiters has apologized to the team, and he's coming back. Although, I will say, when we did 15 minutes of Heat at 2:15 this afternoon, you said
– I saw Deion in the layup line.
So you said, I saw him in the layup line. I don't know when he's going to play, though.
I don't
though.
Know when he's going to play.
Ira Winderman texted me and said – how did Channing see him in a layup line? He wasn't in any layup line.
I was watching ESPN.
Would they you like to give it further clarification? You saw just some B-roll of Deion Waiters one day in a layup line.
I saw – that's what I said. I saw him in a layup line. Ira read into it. See, I was thinking I said yesterday or I saw him recently. That could have been from Syracuse. I just saw the man in the layup line on ESPN. That's what I said.
All right. So you did not see him.
I did see him in the layup line. That's when they throw him the ball and he runs down.
No, everybody knows what a layup line is.
I saw him in a layup line on ESPN.
But you didn't see him in the layup line in Brooklyn.
Well, hey, I don't know what I was digging into there, but no. Saw him in a layup line.
All right. Did you catch that when he did that in the 2 o'clock hour, Solano?
Yeah, I was gonna ask, but because it's his birthday, I didn't want to press
understood.
Him on anything.
Understood.
Like
that was
anything.
Very nice.
There's nothing a birthday does for anybody.
I don't know why you have this attitude on
it's
birthdays.
A waste of I like to celebrate successes, and I don't think of me being born was one of my successes.
Well, it wasn't a failure.
Yeah, hell. It's arguable.
Nobody likes this guy. The guy that's like, oh, don't celebrate my – like, nobody likes
cause
that
you
guy.
No, you know kinda, because you kind of feel like they really want to no, be celebrated, right?
No, yeah. You know what? I'll be honest now you want to call me out. It's for people that haven't done a lot in their life, Solana, that want to celebrate dumb crap like Pancake Day and things. If you don't have any successes, you have nothing to look at and say, I've been successful. I have successes. I have all kind of damn trophies at the house. I don't think being born was that damn impressive.
But
I think it was awesome that my mom got my big-ass head out of her. That's what I think is impressive. But that's on her.
It's really not equivalent to National Pancake Day. Let's be.
It's just, you know what? It's the same thing.
It's not.
It's really not.
It's not
the same
that deep.
Thing.
It's not that deep, bro.
I know,
like,
it's not
just
that deep. So let it go. Hey. The hell with birthdays. It's a waste of time.
Hey, happy
disagree.
Birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, LeBron is here.
To you.
Stop.
Happy
this
birthday.
This is part of the Heat, 15 minutes of Heat.
Happy
he used to be on the Heat.
Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And I'll even say that. Have you seen the size of my head? I don't think my mom's happy about birthday. That gives her PTSD thinking about what happened on that day.
His mom is here, and she was part of this terrific celebration we just had with the ladies at Twin Peaks. And I have just posted the video at Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, so you can see Channing Crowder in all his glory. I just saw on, is this Bovada or Bet Online? This is betonline.ag. So odds to win the Eastern Conference, Miami Heat, opened the season at 14-1. They're at 12-1 now. So went
win
down
the East?
Went down a little bit to win the East.
Ooh.
They could, I know this, I mean, this is crazy, yeah. But they, what are they, third in the East right now, Solana?
Yeah, third in the East.
Who's better, Milwaukee.
It's Milwaukee and Toronto.
But in Milwaukee balling right now.
Oh, Milwaukee is like balling. Yeah. And then
they go to the play. They're surprising. Now they're very surprising to be third in the East because everybody was saying, oh, six at best and all that when they looked at the roster. But winning the East, though.
You want to know who the current favorite is to win MVP?
Probably Braun.
It is Giannis.
Over Braun?
Yeah. Giannis is.
Didn't Braun drop like triple doubles in 10 straight games?
So LeBron opened the season at a 12-1 odds to win NBA Finals. He's down to 6-1. Giannis was 3-1. He's down to 2-1. Luka Doncic,
yeah,
went from 20-1 to 5-2. He's putting up MVP numbers.
Luka's balling, and Dallas rebuilt so quick.
Oh my goodness! Well, a guy like Luka, I mean,
and they went and got the damn giraffe out of the Knicks.
Yeah, Porzingis.
You can thank the Dumbo James Dolan for just handing over Kristaps Porzingis.
They
and
did that because they thought they were going to get KD, or was it just dumb?
No, it was dumb, but you're right. Like, they thought, oh, we'll just rebuild, and we'll get Zion, we'll get KD, and then we'll be a superpower or a contender right away, and they failed on literally everything and ended up with 17 power forwards.
Now, how do you feel about this, Solana? Tyler Hero, NBA Rookie of the Year. This is according to Bet Online, NBA Rookie of the Year. Tyler Hero opened the season at 9-1. You want to guess what he's at now?
6-1?
12-1.
I was going to say more.
Yeah, it went up. It went up. He's not going to win Rookie of the Year.
No. Is Nunn in there?
So Kendrick Nunn opened the season at 10-1. He is now at 20-1.
Ooh. Yeah, they're going the other way.
Ja Morant opened at 11-4. He's 7-4. He's the favorite, although I know he's week to week now. I saw that yesterday. Yeah. Zion opened at 3-1. He's now 2-1. So, yeah, I think your Tyler Hero dreams
Zion is 2-1?
Yeah.
And hasn't touched the court yet?
Yeah.
What sense does that make?
Because he's going to come in and be the most dominant rookie in the NBA.
Who's behind him? I'm going to bet on that.
Ja Morant? Yeah.
And he just got hurt, though.
Well, right. So, R.J. Barrett is 5-1.
Zion.
Kobe White. I'll tell you what.
You know
Kobe
what?
White at 18-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know what? Kobe White is not a bad play there at 18-1.
Stop it.
Have you seen him shoot?
No. Great player. He'll be good. Very promising. But stop. Like, he's not going to beat out Ja Morant.
So isn't Zion's lower body? Was it knee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zion had, so think about this. A 270-pound guy hurts his knee, comes back, and balls out consistently without missing games. I think y'all are crazy on the Zion thing.
I would take a flyer on Kobe White.
Yeah, I'd do something like that. That's what I'm saying. Those next three or four guys, we got to look into that because I don't think Zion comes back and just tears the league up. But I'm full disclosure, I don't think he's going to be the greatest player.
Correct. No, we've had this conversation.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, we didn't know that. No.
Hey, it's his birthday. It's his birthday, Solana. On his birthday, whatever he says is correct.
Zion is Sean Kemp.
Absolutely, Channing.
Don't
you
look at me
got
like
it,
that.
Buddy. Right here. Fist bump. Fist bump, buddy.
You got it, buddy.
My birthday pal. If you listen to this show, you know how much I love Caneswear in Davie. It's right down the street from us. Now, look, Crowder's friend Jarvis is here. He has been riding me about the Canes for almost 4 hours now. I don't care. I'll go right down the street to Caneswear. That's a safe zone. That's a safe place for Hurricanes fans. If you're like me, you bleed orange and green, Caneswear in Davie. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel, hundreds of different T-shirts and jerseys and polos and hoodies and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. Look, I understand we're not going to a bowl game the way Florida is. We got a different bowl on tap for us. That doesn't mean you don't want to get decked out in the orange and green. If you want to get your orange and green merchandise, you go over to Caneswear in Davie. I won't hear any Cane slander when I'm talking about Caneswear. I won't allow it. You want to talk about the fake punt Florida did? I'm all for it. You want to talk about that? Just kidding, my birthday friend. My birthday friend, I'm just kidding.
Knuckles?
Knuckles. Caneswear in Davie. It's the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. They've got an amazing selection. Honestly, you want Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they got you covered. You want Dolphins merchandise, you might be excited about the Dolphins after yesterday's victory over Philadelphia. They've got a ton of Dolphins merchandise there, huge selection. And they've got Florida Panthers merchandise. I'm seeing some Panthers merchandise right in front of me. And they're going to have the Miami, what is it, Inter-Miami CF?
Yeah.
FC? CF?
CF.
CF, says Solana. They're going to have Inter-Miami merchandise as well. So, Caneswear, they're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Always open at caneswear.com. Today is Cyber Monday. What are you waiting for? Go online right now, caneswear.com, and get in on those Cyber Monday deals. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. We are at Twin Peaks in Davie, and man, we always have a great time here on Monday. I had a delicious piece of salmon for lunch. It was great. If you're getting out of work now, it's a chilly Monday night. You come on over, you have a drink, some delicious food. Yeah. Crowder just got his birthday ice cream and brownie, and I think your mom's table over there ate it all, and they deserve it.
As, yes, my mom
as you said,
it.
Place is getting nice and crowded, and if you're looking for a place to watch Monday Night Football tonight, do it right here at Twin Peaks in Davie. So we're going to take a quick break, though, and we will come back with the final segment for today's Hockman and Crowder. Back live at Twin Peaks in Davie. And a fun Monday. You know, everyone enjoys a bottle of wine over the holiday season, so this is the time you might find out that you don't know as much about wine as you thought. It's why I love sharing with you my love for Cameron Hughes wine. My wife and I, we're drinking better wines than we ever have before, thanks to Cameron Hughes. If you stand in the wine aisle at the grocery store and you stare at the hundreds of different bottles and you don't know what the hell to pick, that's me. And that's why you would benefit from Cameron Hughes wine. You know, most of the wines sitting on that shelf are actually mass-produced by just five huge corporations. There is a better way. It's Cameron Hughes wine. Cameron Hughes goes to high-end, top-rated wineries around the globe, making deals for the best wines that he finds straight from the source. You could think of Cameron Hughes as your personal wine buyer and sommelier. And the wines are only available online. You can get them at chwine.com. Chwine.com. Luxury wines at affordable prices. Best price, best wine. Quality guaranteed. You'll drink like a millionaire. Like Lot 686, that's an Alexander Valley Cabernet. 94-point platinum medal winning smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. And it's also got a 5-star review average. So there's great news. Cameron Hughes is offering a deal exclusively to my listeners. You get 20% off and free shipping, and I think it might even be 30% off today because it's Cyber Monday. If you get three bottles or more, all you have to do is enter my code HOCKMAN when you're checking out. I would go to that website right now, chwine.com. Today is the day to do it, Cyber Monday. But when you're checking out, enter the code HOCKMAN, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. You will save money. You will drink the best wine, wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 plus a bottle. You'll get it at a fraction of the cost, and it gets sent directly to your front door. These wines are incredible. They sell out. Go to that website right now. It is Cyber Monday, chwine.com, and enter the code HOCKMAN at checkout, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door. chwine.com. Man, we've had some fun today. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. If you're just joining us, we talked a lot of Dolphins and Canes. Dolphins announced today, they've sent out an official press release now. Dolphins announced today they have signed cornerback Eric Rowe to a contract extension through the 2022 season. And I think we saw it was, what, $18 million with $9 million guaranteed?
Seven guaranteed. My thought on these early contracts would be that maybe some of the money could count against the salary cap this year so that you're not getting all the way into next year's money.
I think, too, Brian Flores likes him. He's a former Patriot. Yeah. Like, I think he probably looks at him and says, yeah, he's played well enough that we need to lock him up. Well, they've got Devontae Parker next season on the cheap. They'll have Preston Williams for several seasons on the cheap.
Only big deal they gave out was Xavier Howard.
Right, and very worthy of it. But yes. Some of the guys that they gave smaller deals to, Alan Hearns, like, I'm fine with him. I mean, he hasn't lit it up since he got the contract extension, but he'll be fine.
But then what is it? Yeah, it's like $3 or $4 million a year.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
Like, he's catching five. He's a 5 for 60, maybe a touchdown every three games. Like, it, you know, that's where the money is in the NFL for a 2 or 3 receiver.
Somebody texts in, just got in the car. Did I already miss the part of the show where Hockman tells us that if UM won games that they actually lost, they'd have a better record?
Yeah.
Yes, you missed that. That was was that about 2:05?
Yeah, you dove back in about 4:30 as well.
Dove back in about 4:30, but listen, they were this close. I'm not kidding you. To 8-4, I think they were this close to 10-2. And don't look at me, Jarvis. And they were, I mean, not so far from 12-0.
Not that far.
Happy birthday.
Only 6 games.
No, but seriously, 6-6, they were very close to being 8-4. In my estimation, 8-4, because they should have beaten FIU and Duke. And to be quite honest, had they beaten Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, they probably would have rolled over FIU and Duke. 10-2. 10-2.
You know
who's
what?
With me?
I'm not with 10-2.
Ryan's with me. Adrian's with me.
I give you 8-4. There's no way they should have lost these last 2 weeks. I'll give you 8-4.
I understand the anger and the disappointment. I understand the calls for Manny Diaz's head and Dan Enos's head and Blake James' head. I get it. I'm not down with it. I want more time. But I get it. Like, I understand where the frustration is. You can't expect, like, if you're part of the University of Miami administration or coaching staff, you cannot expect to lose 2 games at the end of the season to FIU and Duke back-to-back and not assume people are going to be calling for change. So, you know, like, I get it, and I would imagine they get it.
The AD thing gets me. You can have some tough seasons, but just the AD gets fired because the football team doesn't make a bowl. Like, I don't know too many situations
that. It's more than just doesn't make a bowl, though. It's Blake James hired Al Golden. Probably stuck with him a little bit too long.
Yes.
Blake James.
Rick
was a good hire.
No, Rick wasn't bad.
And I think Manny Diaz was a good hire. That's where I seem to be on an island with most people. But I consider it was a good hire, and I still do.
You're arguing that 2 days after the loss to Duke.
Right. It's a stupid day to argue it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
That texter goaded me into it. I had moved past it.
Yeah, no, the Blake James thing, I think Manny needs more time. But the whole Blake James thing, I don't know how people say fire the AD. Like, come on, man. That's a little far.
Like, to me, it would have to be a couple seasons in a row of not making a bowl game.
Yes.
Of, you know, to me, I know the basketball program, they're not a perennial tournament team. But I think part of it last season had to do with Dewan Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been some mitigating factors as well. Nobody wants to hear it today. I get it.
Yes. Yes.
I get it. I'm annoying myself with my take.
I just know from Florida perspective, like, we weren't happy losing to Georgia State. We weren't happy with McElwain and Muschamp's time. We never called for Jeremy Foley's job. Like, that's all. It sounds ridiculous to me to say the AD. No, the coach. Coach these damn dudes up. Put guys around your staff. Now, I don't have any problem with Enos and Blake Baker's gone now. I have no issue with that.
Here's the thing. To me, the AD is up for dismissal if Mark Richt is available and Mario Cristobal is available and Butch Davis is available, right? They're all available and they all want the job. and he hires Al Golden because he says, I found a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go against conventional wisdom. And then I would go, okay, that's a bad hire. That's a really bad decision. And you put the program back years. You've got to pay the price for that. But I don't think, like, I think.
And does Blake get any credit for?
Nobody wants to hear any of this. I see you, texters.
Does Blake get any credit for the loss of scholarships and the bowl bans and all the Never Shapiro stuff?
Well,
he was there through that.
Here's the thing. Like, he was the man in charge during that. So I think he's got to share some of that, right?
Yeah, so, like, that could be, because I started thinking about ADs that get fired. Penn State situation, which is nothing like the UM situation, but that guy needs to go. Those type situations you can go. Nevin Shapiro, that why would you have that guy around?
Right.
Like, though you should have questioned Blake James then more than now going 6-6 back then when the organizational control isn't there.
Somebody texts in Charlie Strong for DC. Any thoughts?
He'd make y'all better.
I wouldn't argue.
I don't know. I haven't been around Charlie in a coaching situation or as a player coach for, you know, hell now, what, 16 years. I don't know if Charlie would want Manny to be so involved in his side of the ball.
Right. No, if you hired a Charlie Strong to be your DC, it would be it's your defense.
Yes.
And if things aren't going well, you can't announce halfway during the season that you're going to be more involved.
Yeah. That, you know what? To be honest, I think that's why Manny might have went the direction of hiring young, unproven coaches.
So that he could do that?
Well, if you bring in the damn Charlie Strong, if you bring in one of those OCs, like, hey, Manny, you're a first-year guy, right? I've been doing this 30 years. Go sit down.
Sat your ass down.
Yeah, Charlie, go tell Manny that.
All right, we got to wrap things up here at Twin Peaks in Davie. Chilly Monday night.
Y'all been trying to make money your whole life. You make money, you want raises, you want to move up in your company. You just want money. You want security. You want financial security moving forward. But I got to ask you, are you good with money? Are you financially educated? If you can't say yes to both those questions, you got to get to Dade County Federal Credit Union. There's a lever branch throughout Dade County. They've been serving South Florida since 1939 and the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Join the credit union today and get free access to the money management and financial education services. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not questioning your intelligence. I'm questioning your financial education. There are smart people out there that don't know how to keep money, don't know how to make your money grow, don't know how to manage your money. DCFCU offers savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk. Dade Auto Desk is amazing because we know the hassle of trying to buy a car. It is a free auto buying service that makes auto buying experience simple and efficient. They help you out so much, you got to try the Dade Auto Desk. But DCFCU is going to watch out for your money and help you any way they can. And there is the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. It's in honor of the 1972 Perfect Season, and the great benefits of the DCFCU's Perfect Checking is automatic debit card savings, automatically transfers your DCFCU savings account from your debit purchases, ATM fee reversal up to $10 per month, and identity theft protection services. Applying is easy. You just go online at dcfcu.org/perfect. But like I said, you're making money now. If you're going to make money in the future, you're working so hard, get financially educated. Find out how to work with that money. Find out how to manage your money, and DCFCU will help you with everything up there. dcfcu.org for more information.
All right, that is going to do it for us from Twin Peaks in Davie, but that doesn't stop the fun at Twin Peaks in Davie. University Drive, great drinks, great food, and great scenic views. You know what I'm talking about?
Hang with the language.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. Channing Crowder celebrating his birthday.
Not celebrating, it's
just
my birthday.
Celebrating your birthday is a very special day, and we're all very proud to be part of it. All right, Twin Peaks and Davie, we'll see you here next Monday. Tomorrow we'll be back in the studio, and we will speak with you mañana.
Wish I didn't have a birthday every year. I don't think being born was that damn impressive.
But
I think it was awesome that my mom got my big-ass head out of her. That's what I think's impressive.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really?
To need, need,
that's
need.
All, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.